Crash the Card Yankees event in honor of their 125th anniversary. Take it away, Tad.
Larry, it wouldn't be complete this wonderful morning I've had checking in with you and experiencing the cool stuff going on here at the library and at the museums without talking to Suzanne Finnis. Suzanne is the director of communications, and Suzanne, you know everyone here. Everyone we go by, it's like I'm being escorted by royalty through this beautiful campus. Talk about just some of the cool events. You know, everything's free. And some things that you're excited for that people should come down and check out this weekend.
Oh, definitely. And thank you for that intro with the royalty. I like that. Dad, I think you and I really crashed the Carnegie this morning. We were pretty much everywhere from the museums over to the library. There's a bunch of stuff happening both inside and outside. I think one of the things that I'm most excited about is we're having concerts outside of the libraries. They're called Stax, our Stax artists. And so what Stax is an online, basically a downloadable service like Spotify, but it's only local musicians. And so we have some who are in our collection. It's like bringing the collection to life today. And so this is the first time we've ever had a Stax concert. And so I think having people come in and hear some of the music, and then you can download it right to your phone or right to any of your devices, and then kind of seeing what's here at the library and the museums today.
That is so cool. I know that a few of our friends who are local artists were like very excited, and then there's a submission process, and they were like, okay, well, what is my hit, you know, so to speak, like what will live forever in the Carnegie Libraries? Suzanne, I hate to put you on the spot, but you're the director of communications, so really should be no trouble. Is there a fact over these last 125 years, like about the museum that might surprise some Pittsburghers to know? I know that in doing a little bit of research, it was like William McKinley was president when these buildings were unveiled. Is there anything that sticks out, that a little fun fact for the local folks?
Oh, I think that for me, when they were doing the historic research of the library and the museum for this campus in general, knowing that this was like the hottest ticket item to get back in 1895, mm-hmm. like there's a lot of records that we have and a lot of letters in our archive collection that people are like begging for tickets or begging for tickets for their families or their boss or trying to get into the opening of this building. And I believe it was like capped at 200 people at the time. So yeah, people can come and see the letters. We have them on display for the weekend, and just kind of seeing like we take this building for granted. I know I do. I've worked here for 15 years and I am in the campus all the time, and I get to see the displays and the artifacts. But really, like coming and seeing the library and the museums if you haven't for a long time.
That is so, so cool. And yeah, I don't want to be one of those people that takes it for granted. When people in the, it's a hot ticket today and it's a free ticket, definitely come out and experience the cool stuff going on in your backyard. If you live in Pittsburgh, you live in Allegheny County, Western Pennsylvania, come on by. The event is going on today until 5 and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 for your chance to crash the Carnegies.
Thank you, Tad and Suzanne, and thanks, Tad, again, for being with us all morning long. I'll see you soon, and enjoy that new library card and the rest of the day at Crash the Carnegies.
Will do, Larry. Thank you so much.
Take care. And thanks to all of our guests today, Natalie Homer, poet Natalie Homer, who will be at Alphabet City November 9th, 7 to 8:30, as part of Pittsburgh Remembers, Illuminating a Path Forward Through Music and Poetry, in memory of those who lost their lives at the Tree of Life shootings. Thanks to musician Alex. I'll see you soon, and enjoy that new library card and the rest of the day at Crash the Carnegies.
Will do, Larry. Thank you so much.
Take care. And thanks to all of our guests today, Natalie Homer, poet Natalie Homer, who will be at Alphabet City November 9th, 7 to 8:30, as part of Pittsburgh Remembers, Illuminating a Path Forward Through Music and Poetry, in memory of those who lost their lives at the Tree of Life shootings. Thanks to musician Alex Hamburger, who will perform at Songspace at First Unitarian November 11th at 7:30, and Chris Cox from Pittsburgh Opera, who talked about the animated arias that will be offered November 13th, a week from today at 12 noon.
After his second time in jail, his health took a turn for the worse. He returned to Terre Haute, where he died in 1926. Like what you hear? Check out more at Labor History and
Carnegie's Live tomorrow. On behalf of all of us at SLB and Ricky Berger as well, this is Larry Berger. We will meet you here next week for the show that gets you your weekend off to a good start. And you off to a good start, I hope. Clocks back an hour tonight. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM McKeesport. It's 12 noon.
Son, please beware. There's this thing called love, and it's everywhere. As she told me, it can break your heart and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me.
Sister Rose on Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber. Good morning, everybody. It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, yourself a swing. Your cum loudly graduate of the Chadwick Institute of Groove Porkology, Jay Thurber, at 12:04. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll for your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. And that full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 56, clear overnight with a low of 30. Right now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, we're at 47 degrees. That was not very useful. You're supposed to do that through the board, and not just yell it at me. Do that. Try doing that again. Do it again. Okay, fine. You don't want to play with me? That's fine. I don't want to play with you either. It's just the kind of weekend we're going to have, I guess. Don't forget, daylight saving time ends at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, so set those clocks back 1 hour and save that time in a bottle. Here's Jim Croce.
If I could save time in a bottle, first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time.
Jim Croce, Time in a Bottle here on Radio 9. And this is Steve Forber. I'm Jay Thurber. Rocking and rolling to barely control it on this super solid gold Saturday afternoon in the Steel City.
Meet me in the middle of the day, let me hear you say everything's okay. Bring me southern kisses from your room. Meet me in the middle of the night, let me hear you say everything's alright. Let me smell the moon in your perfume. Oh, gods and years will rise and fall, and there's always something more. Lost in talk, I waste my time, and it's all been said. Meet me in the middle, while further down behind the masquerade, the tears are there. I don't ask for all that much, I just want someone to care. Say
is more music.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walk in the sands of Waikiki, and I held you oh so tight.
Nelson, Ozzy and Harriet's Boy. On Radio 9. Don't forget, we'll have MSN News for you at 1 o'clock. Here are the Monkees.
Okay.
look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see.
More music time. New music from Winnetka Bowling League coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I was just reading the Sunday Pittsburgh Puppy Trainer, and Selena Zito is now a featured columnist on the back page of the Puppy Trainer, apparently, because the last couple of weeks she's had most of the back page. And why do I do this to myself? Why do I read that? Why? I don't know. Just a glutton for punishment, I guess. Hey, folks, tomorrow Daylight Savings Time ends at 2 a.m., and that's a good time for you to check your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide alarms. Did you know that 3 out of 5 home fire deaths result from fires in homes that do not have working smoke alarms? More than one-third of those... Wait a minute. Okay, hang on. This doesn't make any sense. Now, I've got this. This is from the National Fire Protection Association. It says 3 out of 5 home fire deaths result from fires in properties without working smoke alarms. So that's 60% of home fire deaths. Okay, I get it now. So they're saying 60% of home fire deaths result in fires from properties. I didn't read this before I started. I obviously didn't look at this before I started reading it on the air. 38% of home fire deaths result from fires in which no smoke alarms were present. All right, so that's 38%, but 60%, they have smoke alarms, but they don't work. And that is really, really bad. The risk of dying in a home fire is cut in half if your house has a working smoke alarm. So you need to don't wait, check the date, and hear the beep when you sleep, according to the U.S. Fire Protection Agency. Check those smoke alarms tonight before you go to bed and replace them if they are more than 10 years old. That is a message from FEMA and the National Fire Protection Association. Coming up in 1 o'clock hour, McKeesport Fire Chief Jeff Tomasik is going to talk to us about the importance of checking those fire alarms and smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. We hear from him in the 1 o'clock hour.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Right now, we're going to hear from me as we check your forecast. Sunny skies today with a high of 56 degrees. Overnight, mostly clear with a low of 30. Sunny on Sunday with a high near 57. Clear Sunday night, 35. Monday, sunny and a high near 63. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 49 in Beaver County, 46 in Butler, 48 in Washington. 47 right now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 44 degrees right now at WRCT with new music from Winnetka Bowling League.
Playing on my ESP on my sensitive teeth. To put my yellow transport and puffer on her empty seat. That's when she played me Bell and Sebastian. She said, when you get back to Manhattan, let's chill.
Call me.
Okay, I will. She said, I like goth girls and pumping orange juice. It says a lot of cool things about you. I got an oversized coat and combat boots. I think I like her. No, I think I love you.
And the Amazon Prime, you a book on fraud and hypnosis. I got a head full of lies and some ideas, but you're a wise python beyond your years. She said, I like thick girls and pumping orange shoes. This is a lot of cool things about you. And a Mexican cook and a baby Ruth. I think I like her, no, I think.
From Winnetka Bowling League here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Like to look racy?
Yes, I do.
Some romance in your life?
Ooh.
And save money, too? Hit the jackpot. Make yourself a Maverick Grabber, the sporty economy Maverick with hood scoops, optional buckets, and sporty looks. You'll save a lot of money. This year, let all the other sports go for broke. Make yourself a Maverick Grabber, the simple machine that always pays off. Ford gives you better ideas.
Jay Thurber!
More music now!
Thank you.
Temptations on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation here in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and on the internet at Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM McKeesport. It's 12:30. What do we do here on Saturday afternoons? Well, we regress a little bit. We regress radio 30 or 40 years in this town. Start reminiscing. It's a Little River Band. A little bit of yacht rock for you on a Saturday afternoon.
Friday night, it was late. I was walking you home. We got down to the gate and I was dreaming of the night. Would it turn out right? Hello.
Gosh, that song just really makes you put on some big, ugly gold chains and drink a wine cooler, doesn't it, huh? Here are the Beatles on Radio 9, going to Kansas City. Joins you at supporting 88.3 WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs, including metal, reggae, hip-hop, and doo-wop. They're family-owned and operated. They buy used records and CDs. For more information, visit Attic Records or call them at 412-821-8484.
We find ourselves in a world of our own.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all alone, so in love are we two that we don't know what to do. So in love, in the world alone, as we stroll. Yeah.
sound of the times here. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. It was from 1963, that song. One of my listeners on Twitter said that he was watching Bill Maher last night just to aggravate himself, just to see what will Bill Maher say to aggravate me this week. And I said, why do you do that to yourself? And he said, you get a little, get that little endorphin rush. Maybe that's why I read the Selena Zito thing in the Post-Gazette, even though I know it's going to be caca. Have to check sometimes. Here are the Raindrops.
I remember when I first saw him. Something told me that I couldn't ignore him. I've been dreaming of him every night ever since we met. 'Cause he's the kind of boy you can't forget. Yeah, I remember when I first kissed him. He touched my hand and then I couldn't resist him.
He says, I said, why do you watch Bill Maher if you know it's going to aggravate you? And he says, the certainty of met expectations. It's very comforting. Well, one of the things that Bill Maher has been saying on his show the last few weeks that has been picked up gleefully and reported gleefully by various websites is that, according to Bill Maher, COVID is over. There's no COVID anymore. COVID is done.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You're wrong.
We all wish it wasn't
You're
over.
Wrong. You're wrong.
According to this morning's paper, now the third leading cause of death globally is COVID-19. 740,000 deaths in the U.S., more than any other nation. So we are number one in something. Get those vaccines, kids. Huh. It's Johnny Nash.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Smith swims the English Channel later on the Jay Thurber Show.
On the ABC Radio Network.
Song worldwide for Kyu Sakamoto in 1963. The real title is Yu O Myote Aroko. My Japanese is as good as my English, but that means I look up as I walk. It was released in the U.S. under the title Sukiyaki, which, as one reporter said, was kind of like issuing Moon River in Japan and calling it beef stew. We'll play, Joel Akins did a cover version of that with English lyrics. Well, maybe we'll play that later on in the show. But that was Kyu Sakamoto, a beautiful song that in the United States they referred to as Sukiyaki. Oh, casual racism is fun, isn't it, kids? More music after these messages.
Hi, my name is Jalen.
And my name is Josiah.
We are in fourth grade at Propel McKeesport.
We think it's cool to care, and so do the people at Alcoholics Anonymous of Pittsburgh.
The people at Alcoholics Anonymous of Pittsburgh work to help people stop drinking by solving their common problems and helping others to recover from alcoholism.
The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. More information is available at 412-471-7472 or at pghaa.org.
Alcoholics Anonymous of Pittsburgh. Another example of people who know it's cool to care.
We need to update those public service announcements. Those kids are not in fourth grade anymore. In fact, some of those kids, I think, now are themselves retired. Those PSAs are so old.
For bargains that can't be beat, stop in this weekend to Bliff's Bargain Barn on Route 65. Bliff's is the first and last place to look for brand names you know and trust, like Nullum, Lactis, Odeo, and Pulvinar. And Bliff's carries a complete line of Gommodore, Vitac, and Merman. Looking for Pula? We've got it at Bliff's. Plus Quiskey, Rutrum, and Dewey. If Morby is your Sedalas, then Bliff's, just grab a felt mackerel. And of course, there's never Obster Your Vaughn at Bliff's. Bliff's has been lorbering the entire acumen since 19 Craster 3, and their experienced blandits are donified to mat your posers the first time. And don't forget about Bliff's Conster Department with fine quality Tristers, Pronoms, Teasies, and Terpuses. That's Bliff's, Route 65, just one Lorman south of Semter, and Zerf from Cormor. Open Vivi to Quam, Alki to Forfort, and Gusty to Net to Tap Lero. Or find them online at www.redpopmortseth.
Radio goes with life. A salt and pepper, a fork and knife. Radio goes with life.
We're going to check sports and weather next. Here's Simon and Garfunkel on Radio 9. Over Troubled Water album. That's Simon and Garfunkel with Baby Driver on Radio 9 at 12:54. Much more music time. New music from Weezer is going to take us into news time. News coming up for you from FSN at 1 o'clock. I don't know if you were able to catch Paul the Mockster's Viva La Mock program last night on WRCT, but if you weren't, he had a great interview with Nick Z from the 4019s. They've got a new album out, and they'll be coming to Pittsburgh for three big shows, November 12th through the 14th. Well, if you missed Paul's show last night, there will be a rebroadcast of it coming up on Tuesday, November 9th at 6 o'clock, and that is only on 88.3 WRCT. So if you you missed that interview with Nick Z from the 4019s talking about their new album, The New Roaring Twenties, Paul will have a replay of that on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. That's only on our flagship station, 88.3 WRCT. And let's do this.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reports that Brian Rust may be back in the Penguins lineup tonight when they host the Minnesota Wild at 7 o'clock at PPG Paints Arena. Rust has missed seven consecutive games with an injury. In college football action at this hour, the Pitt Panthers taking on the Duke Blue Devils. Right now in the second quarter, Duke is up by about 5 points. The score right now, Duke 12, Pitt 7. So Pitt struggling once again this week. Elsewhere, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans getting ready to host the Washington and Jefferson Presidents at Gesling Stadium. That game kicks off just about 5 minutes from now. W&J ranked number 22 in the nation. Both teams going into this conference game with 6-1 records in their conferences. Penn State is traveling to Maryland to take on the Terrapins at College Park. West Virginia Mountaineers are going to be hosting the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That is, that game's at 3:30. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are taking on the Chicago Bears. That game is a Monday night game, so they are off tomorrow. That game is at 8:15 on Monday night at Heinz Field.
Bucky's Porch Weather.
Here's your forecast for our entire listening area. Looking for sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 56, clear overnight, low of 30. Sunny on Sunday, high 57, clear. Sunday night, low 35. Monday, sunny, high near 63. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 65. Currently 51 in Beaver County. It is 48 in Washington. Outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, 47 degrees and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 48 right now at WRCT. With new music from Weezer.
All my favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad. Everything that feels so good is bad, bad, bad. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me. Parties, but I don't go. Then I feel bad when I stay home. Cause I need a friend when I take a walk. I like spacing out when somebody talks. I wanna be rich, but I feel guilty. I fall in love with everyone who hates me. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. Thinking about life and trying to find my way through hell. Sometimes I wish I was on an island, but then I'd miss the sound of sirens. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. Slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me.
music from Weezer. The reviews are already coming in. On Twitter, Allegheny Wine Mixer says,
"No, sir, I don't like it."
Yeah, well, we have some great toy commercials coming up for you later on in the program. From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKingsport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM McKingsport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with the Week in Review. And the week ended with a hard-fought win for the White House, the passage of President Biden's infrastructure proposals after a day of more infighting among Democrats. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, says the president's Build Back Better public spending plan may not secure congressional support until late November. The Democrats paid the price this week for their internal warfare, losing the race for the governor of Virginia. A Republican, Glenn Youngkin, won a shock come-from-behind victory.
We are going to start that transformation on day one.
His win in Virginia and a stronger-than-expected Republican performance in New Jersey terrified Democrats. They fear the Republicans will now recapture both houses of Congress in midterm elections next year. The election results came hours after President Biden returned to the U.S. from COP26 in Glasgow. At the climate change summit, he insisted America was reclaiming a position of world leadership, and he chided the leaders of China and Russia for staying away.
The fact that China trying to assert, understandably, a new role in the world as a world leader, not showing up. Come on.
Environmental activists say they've been disappointed by COP26 so far. Greta Thunberg telling supporters that it's a business as usual talking shop, despite agreements to reduce deforestation and global dependence on coal. Britain was rocked by a political scandal. A member of the governing Conservative Party resigned from Parliament after Prime Minister Boris Johnson tried to defend him against corruption allegations, but then amid furious opposition changed his mind. FSN's Ollie Barrett covered that story from London.
Owen Paterson standing down, not by any means admitting guilt after the process that he says he has found unfair that led to the recommended suspension of him from the House of Commons. He says he's resigning because of the treatment that he's received and his family has received in recent days and the atmosphere around the story.
28 million 5 to 12-year-olds got the green light to get vaccinated against COVID-19 in the USA. The CDC and the FDA gave their blessing. And Pfizer announced what US officials called incredible results regarding the efficacy of a pill to treat the virus. It will now be studied further by international medicines regulators. The world of entertainment mourned the loss of Lionel Blair. He died at the age of 92 after 60 years in show business. He tap danced with Sammy Davis Jr. He was a singer, a beloved actor, and a hugely popular presence on a variety of British quiz programs. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK
McKeesport.